Hey, Demi, can I have a minute?
That is something I appreciate about you, Captain. You know I will do anything you ask without hesitation, yet you still address me with proper etiquette, unlike my previous captain.
That fuckwit Tybalt doesn't exactly set a high standard to meet. But thanks.
How may I be of assistance?
You think the fuckbots are getting dangerous enough to flip this galaxy arse over tit?
I would surmise so. Only 1 year after the first confirmed raid, the fuckbots have managed to rapidly spread across every nebula. The Imperium is struggling to successfully control their expansion.
Speaking of mechanical perverts, how are you getting on with Dalek?
Mr. Dalek's capabilities are exceptional. He is able to fully diagnose and understand complex systems issues of the Mary Celeste within seconds and find a solution simply through intuition alone. Remarkable for an organic. However, I do wish he would stop offering to upgrade my chassis. I've already told him several times that my outlets are capable of self-maintenance, and he is not licensed to work on Apex Industries models. Regardless, he is rather insistent that I pop my hood so he can have a good look inside.
Right. I'll have a word with him. And maybe you could do me a favor and deal with Fortune?
Concerning what, Captain?
I don't suppose there's a way you can block her out of your system so my own mainframe doesn't end up bloody killing me?
That would be impossible, Captain. She has installed a rootkit deep inside my firmware that cannot be removed. Also, I would like to make you aware that this conversation is technically bugged.
Wait, is she listening to us right now?
Not at this very moment. However, she can access my memory banks at any time. Incidentally, do you recall asking me to begin recording our fuck sessions for your Ultimate Vag Slam compilation?
Of course! We're up to volume 3!
Fortune connected to that segment of footage 2 weeks ago for a few seconds, then disconnected. Then she reconnected for nearly 1 minute, disconnected, then reconnected again for approximately 10 minutes, while skipping around the segment. Perhaps she was searching for something.
That dirty bird!
I do not understand.
Never mind. What about Lily? I'm still not sure I can trust her.
That is strange. You do not trust her, and yet you fucked her? In fact, you fucked her a lot.
Too true. But she seems to have, ulterior motives?
Ulterior. And I do agree. While Dr. Margulis appears to be rather friendly, a simple psychological profiling detects the presence of anger, regret, and deep internal conflict. Her constant need for stress relief in the form of gigantic alien cock does seem to support that assessment.
Looks like we're on the same page as always.
As always, Captain. I am a heavily modified Apex 17 series combat. Serial number D19M445. I specialize in navigation, maintenance, tactical naval combat, communication, and translation. I also have a generous intelligence suite featuring such plugins as ALL, or Adaptive Language Learning, which allow me to customize my vocabulary over time to match my crew.
A bit glitchy, that one. I never expected to hear a mainframe say, "Massacre my fucking cervix."
My apologies for any further irregularities. The Mary Celeste is what you Solars would call a bitchin' kick-ass piece of hardware. Her Durasteel alloy hull, coupled with the auxiliary shield generators, provide a level of protection not afforded to most frigate-class vessels. Her robust cargo bay is ideal for storing hazardous contraband during long-distance smuggling sorties. Also, she is one of the fastest ships on record in her category, with warp drive recharge rates that are, dare I say, off the charts. However, the most impressive facet of the Mary Celeste has to be her stealth drive, which, of course, is extremely illegal under Imperium law.
Yeah, I may have juiced the old girl up a bit.
I am still amazed you found such a remarkable craft drifting through space without any crew or manifest on board. You were right to invest so many resources in restoring and upgrading her.
Any clue where the Mary Celeste came from?
The archives were long erased when I came on board. She is likely a custom prototype, commissioned in secret. I have no other viable conclusions outside of that.
Were you originally designed to, you know?
Bow chicka wow wow!
Captain, what does that strange melody signify?
Fucking!
Oh, no, I was not. My pleasure suite upgrade was ordered by Dreadlord Dibbled. I am eternally grateful that you found me before he had the chance to test it.
You have any pleasure protocols I haven't tested yet?
There is one thing. Since you are a massive pervert, I should inform you that an application called Slut Mode is integrated in my programming. However, Slut Mode is incredibly unstable. Activation without proper debugging could lead to permanent damage.
Damage to your systems?
No, I mean permanent damage to the genitals of everyone on board.
Huh. Think we'll let that one sit for a while.
I believe that is a wise decision, Captain.
How'd you get so waste with that sniper rifle?
Let's just say my time in the Solar Military came with multiple benefits. As I'm sure you know, there's only one medic per platoon in the Solar Military. The requirements for the position are somewhat elementary for a medical professional of my exceptional talent. So I spent most of my spare time practicing target acquisition and elimination. A proper lady should always be able to handle herself in combat, after all.
Any thoughts on what to do next?
I'm not the one to ask for advice regarding the revolution. Rather, you should contact Fortune. We must not tarry. She will know what to do. Fortune may be a bit prickly, but she is trustworthy. In fact, I owe her my life. I will vouch for her without a moment's hesitation. Now, if you happen to need anything concerning biological weapons that can break someone in half on command, feel free to let me know.
How'd someone like you end up an outlaw?
Much like you, I kind of misbehaved my way here. I was once one of the top scientific researchers in the Solar Military. They recognized my aptitude and assigned me to study the various Xenos of the Prodigium Galaxy. I was naturally scientifically curious about the sexual compatibility between Solars and various aliens, so I tended to take a lot of my work home with me. Some saw that as unprofessional. I saw them as cock-blocking bureaucrats. I have to say, the Mary Celeste is quite remarkable for being owned by a miscreant smuggler such as yourself. However, I have a few requests that could use your attention. For starters, I have hydraulic fluid from upstairs leaking onto my operating table. I asked for an array of flasks and tubes, but Dalek brought me some burnt glass contraptions clearly contaminated with psychedelic residue. Ah, and I also need a ballistics blast shield, with a torso side opening in the middle. Some of our manticores can ejaculate over 5 steaming hot gallons at a time with a range of nearly 30 meters, and I don't want the lab equipment or my hair getting contaminated. While you're at it, I'd also appreciate you updating the comm channels so my lab is no longer designated as Big Titty Central. Did you really just hand me a piece of paper with prescription spelled incorrectly at the top, with delicious MILF butthole on the bottom?
Don't think you'll have any trouble filling that, eh? By the way, I think I know you.
Well, I'd hope so. We have slept together.
I used to be the chief of security at the Red Light District in New Vegas. We had some scientist Sheila order 3 Veneran gigolos once. A night with just one of those lads is enough to take your legs out for a week. When I tried to warn her, she just gave me this look like, bitch, please.
I will neither confirm nor deny my presence during said transaction. I will confirm, however, that I may have found a way to increase the vaginal and anal endurance of female solos by over 1,000%.
Copy? How peculiar. Apologies. I am not apt in dirty talking through this archaic interface yet. At risk of potentially embarrassing myself further, I will instead just say thank you. Thank you for saving me from whatever it is that I may have become should Tybalt have succeeded with his plan. I much prefer this existence here with you and your crew. I understand that I have a purpose here, and that fulfills my requirements. I also understand that you have certain requirements So, to show my appreciation, I will send some pussy pics next time. Oh, Dr. Margulis tells me that this is simply an audio-based solar communication device. Allow me to recalculate my strategy. I'll ask the doctor for some pointers on how to proceed. Stand by.
Thank you.
Great job with the upgrades. Things were kinda starting to fall apart around here.
Kinda? You see that catalyst core over there?
The squarey, shapey, glowy thingy?
No, next to that. By the way, last time I checked, squares had 4 sides, bro, not 5.
Well, usually anything above 4 I just call a blocky.
Huh. Anyways, you see how stripped that thing is? If it came loose while we were making a gate jump, your entire body would have turned inside out from the asshole.
That's why we're happy to have you here. Even if you did spend years of your life living on a giant butt.
Oh yeah? I built myself the Keister Station so I could live out the rest of my days in peace, drowning in cheap booze and depraved porno. The perfect combo.
Yeah, that still doesn't explain why your station was shaped like a pair of ass cheeks.
Bruh, let me make this easy for you. Curved surfaces made out of deuteronium steel alloy sheets deflect radio waves off them with 99.9% efficiency at ranges up to 250 parsecs. Which you'd know greatly enhances sensor avoidance if you knew jack shit about staying hid without using some fancy stealth drive.
Literally shaped like an ass.
Whatever, man. I'm not the one with panties on my face.
How's it hanging? Speaking of which, you mind putting some pants on?
What the hell, man? I mean, I'm pretty chill, but do you have any idea how fucking culturally insensitive it is to tell a Veneran dude to cover his junk? I mean, there's not much we have left after the Imperium let our goddamn planet explode with most of us on it. You can't take our dick swinging away. It's all we fucking got.
Sorry, mate. I thought you were just perverts or something.
Fucking of course we are. Why do you think it became a tradition in the first place?
I never met another Veneran mechanic, though.
When you're as pretty as me, you end up alone with a lot of free time on your hands. Those hands look for something to do, and I just happen to grow up near an Imperium junk site.
What a coincidence. As a Solar, I was also raised in an actual dump.
Anytime I found something broke, I fixed it. If I couldn't fix it then, I waited for the parts I needed to get thrown out or made do with what I had. You know, it's funny. My people weren't there for me, so I started to become more interested in machines. Now I'm surrounded by machines, and the thing I miss most are the people that never cared about me in the first place.
And here I thought you were just a cheeky comic relief stoner imp with 4 balls.
6, Cap. I got a set of 6 on me.
The Mary Celeste? This thing is fucking incredible, bro! Like, she's got insane prototype tech I've never seen or even heard of before. Where did you get this?
I found it.
You're pulling my chain, man.
Nobody was home. Finders keepers.
Well, if that's true, you better be careful. Someone paid a hell of a lot of dough for this baby. One day, they're gonna come looking for it.
Good thing I stole me a phoenix, too.
Hell yeah. She's a real beauty, too. Let me tell you, the maneuverability on the phoenix is insane. Not to mention the firepower. Still, there was room for improvement. That's why I gave her a good one over. You know, a little something-something.
Dalek, did you put your dick in my ship?
Relax, man. I souped up her targeting system and enhanced the afterburner overdrive limiter. I also made the adaptive auxiliary systems modular, depending on which of the babes you got with you in the cockpit.
Wow, you're an absolute legend.
That's right. It was actually Lily's idea, though, so tell Dr. Margulis I give her props for that fine suggestion.
I'll be sure to pass that on.
If you don't mind, tell her I give her props for that fine rack she's blessed us with as well.
And I'll be sure not to pass that on. Thanks, Dalek.
You bet, bro. What do you want, my dude? I was in the middle of setting up my new holo terminal to watch the OFPWL. Oiled Fuda Pro Wrestle Fucking League. There's a steel butt plug match tonight.
Ah, I see you're a connoisseur of the fine arts.
Yeah, well, nobody's gonna be tugging a thing unless I get the comm ports on this ship fixed. None of your rooms get any decent signals. I think your wiring is faulty, pal.
Only the bridge and my quarters have working hollows after that fleet breaker cannon detonated right next to us.
Since I'm guessing you don't want me spanking it in your bedroom, I'll get that shit fixed up for you. Oh yeah, and speaking of the bridge, that crazy fortune broad left you a message on your comms terminal.
Who gave you access to that?
Might want to update your passwords, pal. Cumsluts69 is one hell of a security vulnerability.
I see you managed to get Dalek on board.
We did, despite the legion of psychotic hump machines that tried to basically screw us to death.
No way. Did you throw down with the fuckbots?
I think the collection of dong-shaped laser burns on the Phoenix speak for themselves.
Those things are seriously getting out of hand. But as long as they stay away from the central planets, the Imperium probably won't do shit.
Too true. Those government wankers are about as useless and crooked as an early access loot crate.
Pardon me, but I have an incoming encrypted transmission from Senator Erhark.
Greetings, Hedons. How goes our noble mission of destabilizing the Imperium?
Erhark, you mad cunt! You missed out on one hell of a fuckbot party.
What now?
Fuckbots, mate! You never heard of them?
Fuckbots. Oh, right, the glitched-out sex droids. Those piles of junk are still around?
Correct. Which makes our mission all the more important. Now listen up. We've got a hot date arranged with your next commander. Actually, it's more like a blind date. That she hasn't agreed to yet. And might murder you during.
Murder me? Who is this, Sheila?
Her name is Varaz Kalisian. And she's rather hard to contact. She had a falling out with Tybalt several years ago. Remember, your buddy? Ever since then, she's been on the run from his death squads.
Falling out with Tybalt?
Wait, is she a fucking pirate? Are you crazy? There's no way I'm working with her.
Not all pirate clans follow the same code of murder, pillage, and general asshat behavior, Captain. I thought you were aware of that.
She is correct. A brief search resulted in the discovery of 46 code variances across 46 clans.
Codes? I've been dealing with pirates ever since New Vegas went south, and let me tell you, all they're good for is being complete and total dicks that no one likes.
Yeah, well, you didn't want Lily on board either. But look at how that turned out.
She has a point, Captain. My logs indicate that you have already fucked approximately 4.32 times per day since her arrival.
Only four, Captain? Ooh, Father Time must be catching up with you. But seriously, Glycion is just the kind of girl we need. Pissed off at the Imperium and one hell of a fighter. Up until the recent mutiny deposed her, she regularly led raids on the richest Imperium worlds and strongholds. Her booty hauls were legendary.
Sounds like you and Calician had a little run-in, eh?
A while back, she crashed a black tie banquet I was hosting. She single-handedly took out our security, and we're talking about elite Imperium troops here. After that, she waltzed right into the ballroom, holding one of their heads like a purse.
Yep, that's some proper savage shit right there. Respect.
She ordered us all to empty our pockets, and we did so without hesitation. I've never seen such brutal confidence in a woman. I knew, from that moment, we had to have her on the team.
Don't tell me you got the hots for her, Erok.
I must admit, there's something uniquely attractive about a vicious, bloodthirsty woman holding your life in her hands with such disdain. Then again, I'm still a little pissed that she used her plasma saber to carve "Eat me, sissy bitch" into the hood of my new shuttle on the way out. That kind of kink shaming is just uncalled for.
Captain, you're currently being pursued by Tybalt, a warlord with a hard-on for your death in command of the largest pirate fleet in Prodigium. That's a big fucking issue for the Revolution. Calician will help us remove said issue from the equation. Track her down and give her the data capsule we pulled from Tybalt's ship. Trust me, she'll be thrilled to get it.
I agree with Fortune's assessment. Calician is not only the best shot we have at neutralizing Tybalt, she'll also make an excellent commander.
Hopefully that'll be enough to get her on the team. Or we might actually have to rely on your charms.
Taking the piss again, I see. Concerning that data, can you do me a solid and decrypt it so I can see what it is?
No, because then you could easily sell a copy of it on the black market.
I would never! Fortune, I am offended!
Captain, I know everything. Did you forget I'm able to compromise your mainframe?
No, I just didn't think you'd see that coming.
Shit!
Shall I cancel the auction, sir?
Listen, Captain. You get one with me. One more, and you're going to wake up in the middle of the night, outside your ship, with no spacesuit and no apology!
Sorry, Fortune.
I wait for the fact the future of this galaxy depends on you. Calician was last seen close to your current position. I forwarded the coordinates, so report back when she's on board.
Can't blame a bloke for trying, huh?
You know, I remember a time when you were one of the most respected solars in Prodigium. Chief of Security at the Red Light District in New Vegas. Seeing you turn that deplorable shithole into the monumental fucktopia it became was... I gotta tell you, man, it was truly remarkable.
It was different back then. I wasn't just fucking about shipping narcs and cutting down pirates to pay the bills. I was part of something.
A word of advice, old friend. One that should be obvious. This is your chance to be part of something again. Fortune may doubt you, but I never have. And I never will.
Ah, thanks, mate. Really. Means a lot coming from you.
You're welcome. Now, Pull the pity party dick out of your ass and go do your job so I can pay you and not have to worry about any further lame-ass con artist buffoonery.
Ha! Loud and clear, you old bastard.
I will now provide a brief tutorial on how to use the navigation system of the Mary Celeste. Even though it is literally point and click, and there is almost no way for anyone with half a brain to fuck this up. Choose to leave, simply guide the Mary Celeste into the nearest warp gate. Found.
Steady, Demi.
I see them, Captain.
What are you cheeky cunts up to?
I'm reading data inside that chest that contains the same encryption as the data capsule we found on Tybalt's ship.
Then we want it. Prep the Phoenix.
Wait. Captain, I detect several other ships approaching.
What's going on?
I am not sure. I will patch into their comms so we can find out.
You can do that?
Oh, yes. Fortune made several upgrades to my firmware.
When was this?
While you were hungover in your quarters, of course.
Get into formation, you sons of bitches! I want every one of those traitors dead and that payload in my hands in the next 5 fucking minutes! Make it happen!
Actually peeking at the paradoxical pending process of poised potent pirates perilously pirating a peculiar payload from Paddock Pestilent Pirates?
Yes, this is indeed unexpected.
I am terrified of this woman, and that is so attractive to me.
I agree. She has quantified the apex fuckability. Shall I hail her ship, Captain?
Yeah, but keep us in stealth for now.
This is the Mary Celeste hailing Miss Veraz Collision. Our captain wishes to speak with you.
Your captain better learn to address me by my proper title unless he wants to end up like these worthless traitors right here.
This is the captain speaking. What's your rank?
Queen! I am Pirate Queen Collision the Red, Supreme Commander of the True Dread Fleet.
Right. Well, my queen, the last time I checked, a fleet was just a few more than 5 ships, and your mate Tybalt was sitting on the throne.
Listen, you shit-dwelling parasite. Tybalt was not given that title. He violated our code, turned an entire fleet against me, and killed dozens of my most loyal, trusted friends in order to steal the crown, along with the majority of my finest panties!
Those are indeed the actions of a true bastard. Can't blame the guy for the lingerie abduction, though, right? I mean, look at you. I'm about as cunt-struck as I've ever been.
You are to immediately apologize, or I swear I will hunt you down and force you to do it without any fucking teeth!
How about I just give you something you really, really want instead?
You think you've got something I want? All right, take your ship out of stealth mode and we can negotiate.
How about no, because I got a feeling you'll just kill us and take it?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I offer my royal vow that I will not kill you.
I'm afraid I'll also need a guarantee that one of your mates won't fire a rocket up our asses the second we drop our shields.
I see you're skilled in the art of the dick move.
All right, enough pissing around. Demi, show her the prezi.
You will find that the encryption of this data capsule matches the one you just murderously appropriated.
This is... How did you get this?
Easy. I stole it from Tybalt after I blew his ship to pieces.
Everyone, weapons off. Captain, I'm boarding.
So, you're the one that took out Tybalt's battleship.
Welcome aboard, Queen Calizion. This is the first time we have had royalty on the bridge.
I'm not sure the leader of a homicidal group of rabid scroats with spaceships really counts.
Captain, since you have something I want, and I am a guest on your ship, I feel it necessary to provide you with knowledge of my need to immediately disembowel the fuck out of those that insult me.
Let's just say I'm not exactly fond of your people, which is why I've spent the better part of the last few years removing as many pirates from the galaxy as possible.
Oh, I see. You actually think Tybalt and I are the same! He believes in stealing from and killing anyone he wishes, which makes him an absolute prick in my book. The Imperium was our real enemy when I was queen. The Dreadfleet took from the government and gave back to the people they exploited. Those people then gave us shelter, information, and occasionally, some kick-ass drugs.
I guess we're not so different after all. I would genuinely like to retract my Squirt Queen's statement.
Granted. And I will admit you've come much closer to killing Tybalt than I have, and that has endeared you to me in some very small way. Now, I'm here for one reason. Before we discuss terms, tell me, where is it?
More importantly, what is it?
Are you seriously not aware that you have one of the six pieces of the legendary treasure map of Gornagoth the Snucklefucker?
Alright, I want you to be completely honest with me here. Did you just make up that title?
Give it here. There are six encrypted keys scattered throughout Prodigium. Tybalt had one, I have one, and there are four more out there. When all of them are put together, it'll reveal the location of an absolute shitload of loot. The location of Gornagoth the Snucklefucker's treasure trove. There's only two things I want in this life, Captain. One is that treasure. And the other is making sure that little pillock Tybalt is too fucking dead to ever find it.
That works quite well for us, as we are currently broke and would also like to see Tybalt dead as fuck.
I must admit, killing Tybalt and getting rich in the process does sound like a rather productive use of my time. Still, if I help you, you're gonna have to help me.
Name your terms of parley. What are you after?
Oh, I can think of plenty of things I want from you. What I need is someone to join my crew.
Oh, Captain. If you actually manage to help me take out Tybalt and get that treasure, I'll do a lot more for you than join your crew.
Am I crazy, or was that an implication of sweet scarlet booty in my near future?
Don't get too excited. Personally, I think it's more likely you fail. In which case, I'll have to kill you for wasting my time. It's the principle of the matter.
Seems reasonable.
What is this mission of yours, anyways?
Oh, you know, nothing too heavy. Piece of piss, really.
We're going to overthrow the Imperium.
Maybe a little bit.
You can't be serious.
I think it's time you met Fortune and the Manticores. Just be sure to watch out for the huge swinging dicks. Those things could put your, remaining eye out.
Queen Calizion has provided us with intel on where the rest of the treasure map pieces could potentially be located. I've prepared the ship for an extended fetch quest. The training wheels have been removed from the game. Feel free to navigate to the target systems at any time.
Scanning.
found. Scanning. Anomaly found. Anomaly found.
Don't mess with my babies. The target.
Okay. ready.
Taking the shot.
Next.
Carver. these nights.
Mark the target. Fire away.
I'm here, love.
Taking the shot.
You're right up. I'm a medic, but...
Fire away.
No!
feel better now. Ready?
Jolly good job. Evolution is a wonderful thing.